Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Across the Pond. I'm Caroline Dixon, founder of Crystal Heart Psychics, and I'm with my lovely co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni, how are you today?
I am fine. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. We live in some strange times, as we all know. I think today in the UK, it was the year anniversary of the first lockdown. So, yes, it's significant that we actually are actually on the show today. So, Joni, I don't know whether you want to do this, but would you want to introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are? And
why not? On this bittersweet anniversary, let's pep it up a little with some introductions. So my name is Joni Eisinger, and I live in North Central New Jersey. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and I don't have an accent, but I could put one on. I used to be a therapist, and I did not believe in any of this. And I came into gift, mediumship, and healing and channeling around 2003, 2004, 2005. My life changed 180 degrees, and now I do this professionally. I embrace the concept of unity consciousness, that we are all one, that we are all connected. I love jumping into other lifetimes to identify where a person's present incarnation issues originate from. I am an animal intuitive, a medical intuitive, and Caroline and I would both say, the disclaimer is this is for entertainment purposes. Please see your medical and mental health care professional if you have any issues. We do not aim to cure or heal. I offer Skype and phone, in-person, FaceTime video, and Facebook video sessions. And I love what I do. I look forward to when the world opens up again, normalizes, and becomes spectacular, so I could return to doing more in-person restaurant galleries and consulting for businesses and parties and workshops. So that's a bit about me. Caroline, please share with everyone who you are and what you're about.
Hi, well, I'm Caroline, and I actually have a website called www.crystalheartpsychics.com. So I go by the name of Caroline Crystal Heart. I'm a psychic medium. I'm also clairvoyant, which means I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. I'm also a healer and a life coach, hypnotherapist, and past life regression therapist. Myself and Joni both tell a similar story in the sense that we both came into this by accident, but nothing is ever by accident, if that makes sense. Both of us, again, I'm very similar. In 2006, I would pop and see a clairvoyant once a year, but take it with a pinch of salt. Often people would say to me, you're a healer, and I would think, yeah, okay, fair enough. However, during the tumultuous time in 2003, 2004, 2005, and 2006, I first of all had a horse that was poorly. I would walk into a stable and my hands would get warm. I didn't know what it was, but I knew if I put my hands on him, it would make him feel better and he would fall asleep to that. Then during 2006, I actually went through a pretty difficult divorce. However, for 2 years prior to that, I had a terrible gut feeling and intuition, and I actually was correct to my intuition. That's when my whole world turned inside out and upside down. And I actually sort of kicked myself in the sense that my logical brain was telling me, hey, no, don't be so silly. You've been with this person for a very long time. But my intuitive self was saying, actually, there's something wrong. And it was that not listening to my intuition that made me go into question. And then also my hands getting hot with my horse a couple of years ago. I actually found out during that time period that I actually was a healer. It was 4 generations deep in the family. However, my family were not of the mindset to encourage what they would believe wasn't, how do I put it, they would be quite worried about the spiritual side of things. And then through during that time, because I had a very logical brain, because I work as an accountant, I actually then started to question, and that's when I studied Reiki, Sekhem, hypnotherapy, spiritual practice, and just went and actually did quite a lot of courses. I actually say I was fast-tracked in the sense that I went on a lot of courses where I was with people that have been doing this for 25 years, and I'm pretty sure Joni would say very much the same in the sense that you were fast-tracked as well. Myself and Joni met 6 to 7 years ago. We connected through LinkedIn, we had a call, we instantly connected, and we have been friends ever since. We've never met physically, however, we do Skype regularly, and you know, I would classify us as firm friends now, Joni. It's probably been, as I say, 7 to 8 years, and we've actually been running the show for 5 years. So for me, you can contact me through my Facebook page, Caroline Crystal Hart. However, please tell me that you heard of me from the show. Also, myself and Joni are contactable through the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond Facebook page. And also, again, I have a website, www.crystalheartpsychics.com, where I have readers online 24/7 able to take your call. There is an American number, and you can also pay by credit card. Me personally, I do Skype readings or Zoom or Teams, whichever one you want to make. And obviously mainly over the phone. Also, what I would say is for myself and Joni, we are healers first and foremost. So whilst there is a disclaimer, it is for entertainment purposes only. And if you do have a pretty severe medical condition, we would recommend that you see your medical practitioner. However, what I will say is we are healers. We don't promise to heal, fix or cure, but we both are intuitive healers. And that, I think, is the difference for us in the sense that we don't just look at giving you a future reading. We also look at what's creating some of the issues around you right now, where we can offer to do the healing work. And that will help you move forward onto a better, brighter path, or the best opportunity that's out there for you, or the best choice, so to speak. And I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you, Joni, as well? So
absolutely. 100%.
Absolutely. And we do this show once a month, and we love talking to you all, and we just actually enjoy it. But it also, for both of us, is being of service, and we do get to help you. Obviously, we normally do this, we are paid to do this as a service if you have us privately. However, this is so you can see what we are like if you actually do want to speak to us on a private level in the future as well. Okay.
I'll just add, if you're looking for me for a session, my website is joniswhitelighthealing.com. That's all.
There you go. Right, so the format of the show is this. Myself and Joni, we do take it in turns, hence the tag team. I will read the last three digits of your number. If you could tell us who you are and where you are from, and let us know what your question is. We do limit it to one question because we try to get around as many people as we can. Okay. Also, what I will say is, if I have seen that you called last month or within the last 2 months, I will go to someone who I believe that actually hasn't had a reading for a time, simply because personally myself, I do believe that if we've given you a reading, it's 2 or 3 months before you need us again, really. You know, often a reading lasts really around 6 months, unless you're in very tumultuous situation. However, if it's quite a stable situation that you're in, I always say that a reading lasts around up to 6 months. So what I will say, if I do know that you've called last month or the month before, I probably will go to someone that's actually not called the show, or I know hasn't had a reading for a little while. Okay. So,
and just to add that if there's anything tumultuous that's going on, then it's good to schedule a private reading.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that, Joni, as well. And I think sometimes you get more benefit and help from us if it's a personal reading. Obviously, it is chargeable, but at the end of the day, that's where you need a little bit of support. Okay.
There you go.
Right. So I'm going to read the last three digits of the first number that's called today. And thank you guys for all calling in. And we now try and get around you as quick as we can. Okay. 197.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
This is Bryn from New York City.
How are you?
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
I was wondering, and if you need more specific, I can ask that, but if I can just get a sense of guidance for what I need to know right now, what is an important message for me.
Caroline, you go first.
I take it you know Bryn. Or have spoken to Bryn before.
Called in. He's called in many times to the other radio show I was on with Blog Talk, and I believe he, through the years, you've also called this one as well, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't spoken to you, Bryn.
Yeah.
Okay, so we touched on the subject of tumultuous times. I feel that the way I'm getting it is, I wouldn't say you're on a roller coaster right now, but I kind of feel that there's a few changes that need to be made. The way they're showing it to me is like it's smooth. So there's changes, but it's not changes in jagged edges, and it's sort of smooth changes. It's your choice to change. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So I feel you have some decisions to make. And the way they're showing it to me in my head, and remember I said I have pictures in my head in symbolization form, in the sense that it's a bit like soft furnishing. So I don't know whether you're thinking of moving house or decorating or just making life more comfortable, but it's very much about self-improvement right now. And the way they're getting it for me is they're saying about making your space, as in your home, more in tune with yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I am in the process of moving.
That'd be why then.
Yeah, to a new space. Yeah, to a new state, actually, out of New York State.
Wow. Well, that's going to be good for you, I feel. I don't know why, but I kind of feel, yes, while you love the hustle and bustle of New York, I feel that you are quite looking forward to a more, how shall we put it, are you moving to nature or kind of closer to nature? Because it feels
I'm moving. I'm moving to the southwest coast of Florida, St. Petersburg, Tampa area.
Mm. That's how I feel. It kind of feels a bit more. It feels like the atmosphere, the energy around there is a bit better for you. You're quite a sensitive soul, and I feel that. Like I said, whereas New York's been absolutely brilliant for you on so many levels, it's almost got a bit, I don't know, it just feels like you've tired of it or you just fancy a change. It feels very sort of, it's quite harsh for you, whereas you're now wanting to look for a more softer lifestyle is the words I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a very driving city and it's a great city. But I need a little more, I need to be around the water more, which is where St. Petersburg is, and beaches and space, you know. I need some kind of, I don't know, that kind of thing. It's a driving, I call it an electric city, which it is. And it's a great city, and it's wonderful, it has everything, but I grew up here, you know, and...
Yeah, I think it's time for you to have that little bit more being by nature, being more sensitive to your energy and your needs. And like you said, you grew up there and it's a fantastic city and you wouldn't have it any other way. But it's time for a move now. And it's just also so you can grow. And what they've just shown me as well is, as I've actually got you moving, I'm just being shown these big wings coming out of you. So I feel it so you can be more in tune with your spiritual self. So in the sense that, you know, I don't know what your plans are on that level, but it feels like so you can listen to that intuitive nature of yours and kind of go with the flow a little bit more in life. I don't know what you're planning on sort of employment wise, but it feels, I don't know, I get you being very creative.
Yeah, I do healing work. I practice some animal communication and mediumship, and I do some readings on the phone now and again, and I do some artwork. So I've done foot reflexology for years. So I want to get more into my spiritual side, you know, and I think the elements of water and beach and, you know, the kind of space of the slower, a little slower lifestyle can help me out, you know.
I think it will. I think it genuinely will. It's a really positive move. And the fact that, you know, I've had this sort of your wings are literally being, you know, like when you see a bird stretch their wings and so off.
Yeah.
I can do that. That's how I'm feeling for you. So I feel that it's a really positive move forward. You've got a lot of growth to do. And I also seeing you being on the beach, doing your reflexology and kind of just enjoying and being at one with the water and things like that. So I kind of feel that it's a really positive step, but that's what I mean. I don't see any harsh, jagged edges. I just see smooth, smooth, change, smooth, change, smooth. Everything will go as it should. So this, at that point, I'm going to pass you across to Joni.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Bryn, Caroline was so comprehensive. I'm wondering, is there anything specific regarding what she shared or regarding your move, next chapter that you need?
Well, I'm also, I also feel that I'm going to meet somebody there, that there's like a relationship there, there's an energy there at some point, maybe 2 years down the line. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to ask about that. And
okay. Going in regarding relationship, let's see. Yeah. There are two people. There's an event. You show up. Mm-hmm. I feel that you're going to be speaking. I feel you're going to be saying something, and people are going to listen to you.
Okay.
There's going to be some event. It's either teaching or you're going to be promoting yourself. It feels live. It feels like there's an audience of some kind, and you have some things to say.
Okay.
And there's one woman in particular. Very interesting. Going in. I almost feel, I mean, I don't even remember here. I have to be PC. We're talking woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like for today, who knows, you know, I have to ask, you know, back in the day, we going, wait a minute. Okay, so just bear with me. So I'm going. So I feel like she's like the Florence Nightingale type, like a nurse. I don't know if she is a nurse or in a helping profession. I feel that she's adorable. She's a sweetie pie. Oh, can I assist? Or maybe there's an outdoor healing festival, or maybe it's indoors. I feel like you're a vendor.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you set up and that she's like, oh, I could take that for you, or she's handing out Bruce, whatever. Can I help you out? Maybe she's a volunteer.
Sure.
And I just feel she's very Florence Nightingale-y, absolutely adorable. And I feel like you're dressed, not in a suit, but you're dressed more formally than normal, like for show.
Right.
Not stiff, not hippie, beatnik, but neat.
So like business.
And you stand out. There's something about you, and maybe it's the northern accent, and maybe the way that they're dressing is all like beach whites or something, and you show up in whatever normally, like I guess, quote unquote, the northerner would be in. And so you look slightly different, and that catches her eye.
Okay.
Now, you're going to know. So this is one timeline. This is one possibility that I see. What I get is that it's very natural. So when you're out and about, and it's more about promoting your services, that's when I see people seeing you. Now, this is another thing. There are people that are dying to meet you. So I feel like that something up at your name catches on.
Okay.
People need your work. And there's something about my references stand for themselves. So do you have a website yet?
Well, I do. I haven't been active on it, but yeah, I have a website. Yeah.
Okay. The website will be cleaned up. I feel like you're going to be tending to it. And
okay.
If there are testimonials, get them up.
Okay.
That is important to have people spout your praises. Get some really cool ones to highlight the different areas that you cover.
Okay.
And are you good at marketing yourself? Are you good at talking, like having the elevator pitch speech about you?
Well, I've done some videos on Facebook, like small little teachings of points of on the feet for foot reflexology, or like a crystal kind of thing where I've talked about a certain type of stone. You know, I've done that on Facebook, and that's as far as anything close to promoting myself. And at the end of those videos, I would say, if you want more information, give me a call or look at my website or my email or that kind of thing. So
okay.
I've done that.
So
that's as far
can
as
you
know.
Have in that way, what about in person?
I've done some in the past. In New York City, when the Edgar Cayce Center was going on, when they had a place, a physical place, and
right.
I did a little talk on foot reflexology, and it's been few and far between the in-person stuff. I've been doing more videos on Facebook, that's been in the past too. I haven't done anything else like that for a while.
Okay, so. It's good that you've got that the video piece there. I'd get a video up. I see a video on your website. Clip it,
yeah.
Embed it. But I see
okay.
You're out, and that's when she comes in.
I see.
And that it's easy. And that get her number or get her card,
yeah.
Or she'll sign up for your newsletter, let's say, or something like I don't know. They're giving me South Pacific. Never let her go. Sorry. I break into song. So, once you have found her, never let her go. Yeah. So, yeah, that, yeah. Oh, New York, Broadway, whatever. So, there you go. And within a few years, I feel that... last piece here, and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
Are there mother issues you have not worked through?
Probably so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know how do I work through them, though? What do I do?
Says Dial M for Murder. I mean, oh, my God. Caroline, you know how we have to jump through hoops with the symbols? Well, oh, my God, I'm going, my God, what is this M for murder? Does he want to murder her? Is he pissed off? What the heck? No, M for mother. I want to murder my mother. All metaphor. Clean up. Any last bits regarding mom issues? Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any karma with mom? Forgive yourself. Forgive her. Ask for her forgiveness.
Ask for her
thank God for these life lessons.
Right.
Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. You dust off the shelves. When the mom stuff is really cleaned up, woman comes in. Definitely be in touch. I'd love to connect with you, so...
Okay.
Definitely if you, I don't even know if we're friends on Facebook, and I don't know if Caroline also, I'm speaking for myself. Caroline might also want to, but I would love to keep in touch with you. So, if you want to find me on Facebook to friend, that would be
okay.
Great.
Sure.
I know another person who is in my, circle who's, I think, moving to St. Augustine. I think there are other people down there.
Oh, great. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Joni, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You're welcome. And Caroline, I don't know if there's any
Caroline,
last stuff
you
want to add.
No, I just think have a great time and just enjoy the ride. I really do trust and have faith and let it be, and you'll be fine.
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Enjoy.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, I'm going to go on to the next caller now. It's actually not a number because obviously if someone is privately listed or is called in differently, it comes up as 111. So I'm just going to go to this one and just see.
Hmm.
Hi, Hello. You're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, ladies. It's been a long time, Melissa. I spoke with you last year. How are you doing? Thank you for doing the show.
Yeah, no, that's fine. How
We're
are you?
We're doing it monthly.
That's nice.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yes, you could. I have a question. So,
And where are you calling from?
New Mexico, USA.
And your name is Melissa?
Yes.
Okay.
Name.
What is your question?
Thank you. My question is, won't take much. So I have I believe this gentleman is coming into my life, and I'm getting myself prepared because I've not been in a relationship, and this just spontaneously just happened. And I just like to know if you see a time frame for that, because right now I'm trying to get some things in order. And I want to make sure that I'm really focused, you know. Yes, I like to have a partner, and I have been. Who am I to analyze? Not God, but what I mean by that is, yeah, I've been trying to see if we'll be compatible, and I do see compatibility. But of course, I need your advice. I'm a little bit excited, a little bit nervous. Thank you.
Now, I just need a little bit of clarification. Have you met this person, or you are intuiting that they're right there, but you haven't met them?
Yes. I met him. He was in my perimeter. Yes.
Okay.
He's a tall man. He's really
talked to him.
Yes.
Okay.
And He showed me all the signs. Showed me the signs, which like he grabs my hand. I, okay, or he get close to me. But he's very smart, so okay. I understand. Yeah. Yes. Please. Questions.
Okay.
To
I'm gonna go in and see.
Situation. Thank you.
Could you give me either the initial of his name or his age?
Yes, Erasmus, with the letter E as an elephant.
Okay.
I just saw him 2 days ago. He wears blue jeans, really tall. He's facing me when we're having a conversation.
You know, I'm not sure where he's coming from, and I'm not sure what he wants. I would go very slowly with this person. I do not know what his intentions are. There's a part of me that does not feel comfortable about who this person is. Okay? When I go in, and Caroline, you could add to this too, when we go into a person's energy, sometimes we don't get much because they're hiding, as if they're cloaked, okay? When mm-hmm. they are hiding or cloaked, sometimes they're mischievous, and they don't want people to know what they're doing, okay? I don't feel comfortable with who this person is. I feel that I don't know what he's looking for. I don't know if it's sex. I don't know whether he is one of those where he covets and then he gets jealous if you talk to other people. I don't know if he's looking to get people's money. I don't feel very good. I don't. Did you meet him in public or was this online?
No. I work with him. He's very smart. I know he comes from another country where we are saying there's a lot of chaos. He's very good with the people, like the employees.
Yeah.
Does
he want someone very, very badly? Like he is lonely and would like companionship like yesterday?
Yes. His brother, they pray a lot. You're very right about what you're saying because they come from a country like that. They pray a lot. And his brother told me, my brother's very unique. I know he's good looking. He's very picky. He hasn't found yet. He doesn't go and move crazy because of diseases. We have to control ourselves. Those were the problem.
Right. I feel there's a menacing piece and that he would try and take over and dominate, control. I feel that he would possibly even lie if he had to. And that he would scorn you if you, like, I don't, the word isn't left, if you started doing things that he didn't want you to do. I feel that his control issues are intense and that maybe he's good with employees, but in terms of a relationship, I am extremely uncomfortable. I think he would be fiercely jealous if you talked to another man, if you were in a relationship with him. He would prohibit you possibly from going out, for possibly being in public, and it would be all about your mind. It would be trying to control your mind.
I had a feeling about that. Oh, my God, just got confirmation. I'm glad. Wow, man.
I'm glad you called. I'm going to pass you on to Caroline to see what she gets, and I'm hugging you.
Oh,
Caroline,
man.
Go for it.
Hi. Well, I've got to say, Melissa, and I will say this, and it's something I learned a long time ago, actually, so I'm just passing my experience on to you as well. If someone comes in very, very, very quickly, and the thing is sometimes if you actually really, really want a relationship, you can almost be a little bit too vulnerable, if that makes sense. And this is why I'm a firm advocate of being happy within yourself first and being strong within your own energy. And whilst it's nice to have someone there, it's have that weakness where you're almost too vulnerable. And I think if you've been out of a relationship for a while and someone pays you an awful lot of attention, then basically what I would say is that just be a little bit careful, not in the sense that, because what you don't want to do is have someone like come in, pay you all this attention, you go, oh my God, this is amazing, this guy pays me all this attention. And I learned this the hard way. I got involved with someone who was very, very, very quick at pursuing me. And basically, sort of after 3 months, then the emotional abuse started. So you just have to give it that 3 months to sort of wait and see how this goes. And this is why I was the same journey at the beginning when you were sort of saying, I've met this man and it's great. And I couldn't work out whether you were saying you already know he's coming intuitively or this is someone you've genuinely met. I'm being told by spirit to be careful. And what I feel like that is, you must make sure your boundaries are strong. And this is where your self-worth work actually comes in. While it's amazing and fantastic that someone's coming for you into your life, I don't want you to end up being hurt by it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
You carry on.
It looks like this is like wanting a sexual relationship. That's what I feel from both of y'all.
It's not that he would want a sexual relationship, but the worry I have is because he is quite, and it's the way I'm getting it, it's from, you know, and I don't want to say this or sound sort of, but I feel that his belief set may be very, very different to yours. And I think we also do have to be careful of how different cultures sometimes can create problems in a relationship. So your belief is in a culture that you're in, you may say, right, okay, we're an equal partnership and it's fantastic and I'm allowed to be independent. However, if someone's coming in and their culture is very, very different, it could be the total opposite end of the scale. And this is where I'm getting a bit of a conflict with him. So it's not him as a person. It's not necessarily, it's what he's been brought up, but how he believes a relationship should look like. And I think we also do have to, you know, there is, you know, you move across different countries and there is massive cultural differences. And whilst, okay, that can be fine, it's when the both individuals are accepting of that other person's culture. It's when one person tries to envelope the other person, says, this is the way I live. And the other person says, No, I think it's like this. And then there's no compromise. Does that make sense? And I think you have to kind of get to know him slowly but surely, take your time, but also read for the warning signs. And I am being told you are highly intuitive and you do know this exists. So I kind of feel that you will actually have that. I don't want you to keep your guard up, so to speak, but just be gentle, you know, just make sure you take the time with it, okay? It's almost like what Spirit is saying to me is feel him out and, you know, make sure he's in this for the right reasons, not that he just wants to be with someone and any, you know, I don't want him to use you is what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's exactly. You got it. I don't want to be with you. That's why I was asking this, because I'm feeling attraction with him and I didn't seek him. I didn't seek him.
Yeah.
He came to me. That's why I was wondering where the attraction came from.
Yeah, I mean, attraction is connection, and that could be someone in a past life. So I must admit, what I'm going to do with you now is going to some forgiveness work. And I am actually going to go into, I don't know whether it's a past life or this life, but I feel there's a brother issue. Does that make sense, where you were abused maybe by a brother in a past life? So I'm actually going to bring that up, and we do the forgiveness work for that. And I actually feel then that will help the energy shift. So again, and I will, this has been done by experiments have been done on this. So I can speak, you know, sort of in the sense of that there's actual science behind this. Often if someone is quite vulnerable or they've been abused in a previous relationship, the abuser attracts the abusee or vice versa. And that's because the energy fits, if that makes any sense. So this is why when I'm talking to a lot of clients about future relationships, I actually make them do a lot of work around self-love, self-worth, so you actually have healthy boundaries. So then you don't fall into the trap of being used, if that makes sense. So I'm going to actually come across. So I just want to just ask you to close your eyes and sit comfortably. Take a deep breath for me. Okay, and just forgive yourself. Just ask yourself to forgive yourself. Release any brother or father issues where there's been abuse in the past or any past life across all time and space, across all lifetimes. I want you to release that right now. Ask for forgiveness. Forgive them. Just breathe that out. And now as we speak, I'm seeing all that karma disintegrate. How does that feel? Just breathe it out. Relationships, so where there's been abuse, release that right now. And any karma attached to that. Now I'm seeing red dragon flames. That's telling me there's a lot of fire there, okay? That's great. And now they're sending green light for healing, just to settle you down. How did that feel?
I feel a trolling in my stomach really fast.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so this is where they're tuning you up to listen to your intuition. Okay, and this is where I really do, I'm an advocate of being in tune with yourself, listening to your own intuition is about learning to trust yourself. And with that, if you've got self-worth, then you would see the red flags and disappear quickly. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
There you go. I feel this nice and settled now. Just feel that energy release all through. You'll feel your shoulders release and relax as we speak. And they've just given me a sprig of peppermint to calm your short stomach down. Okay. That's good. Yeah. So how does that feel for you now? Just more settled, more assertive. And this is where they're saying they want you to be, is that assertiveness within yourself. Yeah. So you actually have your own energy where you stand up for yourself. You have your healthy boundaries. And then you don't fall into the trap of an abusive relationship, okay?
That's beautiful. I feel energy in my back now.
Yeah, you will. And that will come all through your spine, and that will release all the karma in relation to that. And you'll find yourself feeling much better about the situation in the future.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Well, it was lovely to speak to you, Manisa, and I wish you all the best of luck.
But, absolutely.
You can listen to your, yeah, and you can listen to your intuition, and you can trust that gut instinct of yours.
Thank you.
Good
thank
luck
you.
To
no
you.
No problem. Good luck. You
yes,
take care now.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
Right, I'm going to go on to, swiftly on to the next caller of 983. Sorry, Joni, were you saying something?
That was beautiful work you did.
No problem.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi, 983. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. And what is your name and where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, my name's Lisa, and I'm from Illinois.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Well, and how can we help today?
Well, I'm just a little frustrated because I've been looking for a property, and I just wondered, you know, what you see with that this year. There's just so little available, and I'm not going to move into something that's like, not as nice even as my property and paying more money. So it's just a little frustrating. And I wonder, you know, if you see this move happening this year with the way the market is, if I'll find something, because I kind of almost feel jinxed, you know. I was supposed to move to this area a couple years ago and just a lot, you know, things happened. It didn't work out, one or two offers. I didn't get to make them. And then when I did make an offer a few months ago, the one I really wanted, I didn't get the property. So I just
had
to wait
and
see with
this. Had you called us a few
years ago? I'm sorry, what?
Had you called us a few years ago? I feel like there was someone possible from Illinois that had property.
Yeah,
was that you?
Yeah, probably. Wow. I was looking like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Before COVID.
And I had a feeling I had in the recesses of my memory.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you a story first because, and then you'll go, okay, that makes sense. Now, when I moved to where I am now in my house, it's my old house actually, but I'd just come out of a divorce and I wanted to move. And I visualized the house that I wanted. So I wanted a house with a garage, a conservatory, and it was not too big, but just right size for one person. And I also wanted to back onto a wood. And this is where Spirit have amazing sense of humor, because also I was panicking and I was actually in a rush because I was selling a house because of a divorce, and therefore I needed to get out of that house pretty quick. So anyway, I went to one house. It didn't have everything I wanted, but I thought, hey, this will do. It's fine. I put an offer in and then somebody else offered above me. So that was number one house. Then I went to number two house. And in over here in the UK, you can either have where it's freehold, which means you own the land that it sits on, or it's leasehold, which means somebody else owns the land. So I put an offer in on that house, but it didn't have a garage, so it wasn't quite right. And strangely enough, that one fell through too. So third time lucky. So you can imagine this. I'm kind of in a rush. I need to find a house immediately. I've sold my existing house. And as I say, I'm going for a divorce. So you can imagine the state at the time that I was in desperation. So, and this is where spiritual sense have a sense of humor. So I actually looked at 25 houses in one day. The estate agent or realtor, as you would call them over there, actually ended up booking me in to see 25 properties. So you can imagine, one day, 25 properties. However, I got to my property that I still owned, and I went, yeah, this will do. It's fine. It had a conservatory, it had a garage. It was just right for me. And the offer was accepted, and it went through, and it was fine. However, I thought the only thing is it didn't back onto a wood. I woke up the following morning in my new bedroom, realizing that my property backed onto a wood. So again, you will always get what you need, and if it's not the right property, it won't come. However, what I do feel with you, and this is what I'm being told, so is that every time you go somewhere, you like something, but you then think, oh, I wouldn't mind that too. Does that make sense? So I do feel there's a little bit of careful what you're manifesting here, because I think when you go somewhere, you like it, but then decide that you might want something else. So just to add a little bit on.
Well, no, it's just, it's not the right thing. It's not the right thing.
Yeah.
They're not as nice as my property even, what I'm going to see. They're not. You know, I made an offer, and I didn't get that property, the one that I really wanted. And otherwise, there hasn't been something that's come up that's been fixed up and that wouldn't require work in the bathrooms and that allows cats. You know, it's not that I don't or won't make an offer.
Yeah.
I want to make another offer, but it just seems that the properties are so limited now. Like, I'm ready this year to move, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had some, you know, reasons I couldn't move a couple of years ago, and then COVID happened, and now I'm really ready this year. So
okay.
I wonder, you know, if there's something, you know, that's going to come up later this year, or if
so
maybe
actually,
it's not meant to be.
But do you like your property? Do you want to move? Because what you're saying, reading is
yeah.
You're not going
to
move somewhere that's not as nice as yours, are you? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But I mean, there are some that are as nice or nicer with a balcony. I don't have a balcony, and there's a lot of things like the community is pretty like busy, and there are things that I don't like about that, like a lot, the community that I live in. And there's an area that is much more quiet, and that where I grew up, and I really felt, I mean, I opened up my search even to more suburbs. You know, I started with one or two. And then I actually became more flexible that, no, they didn't have to have 100% ownership. You know, you don't want too many renters, so I went down to 80. I mean, I have become really flexible. This market is horrible. So I just wonder if that means that that just isn't the time, and I might just have to wait till later this year if the market improves. I mean, it's just so limited. It's unbelievable. People.
I would wait till things... Yeah, I would actually wait till things settle down. And I feel that, you know, from my point of view, I am sort of feeling this whole spirit might not want you to move yet. And I think it's like, as you've explained, the market, if it's not that great, stay where you are for now. I kind of feel within the next 2 to 3 to 6 months, there will be something coming up on the horizon for you. But I also feel like, again, you know, sort of, I'm sort of sitting here thinking, okay, so you love the property you're in, and I know there's things that you want. So do you want something bigger, or is it just a different area? It's more about the area, isn't
it?
No,
I want bigger, more luxurious, more room, a balcony, a garage underground. I know I'm looking for better, like willing to go up, you know, a bit in money, not a lot, but, you know, a pretty lot for me. But it's not like, you know, I mean, we're not talking, I'm not, you know, looking to move to, you know, to something like extremely fancy. But, yeah, you know, there are nicer properties out there, but they're fewer and farther between, especially now, that are coming up on the market. that are decent in that, you know, I'm not going to like go where like the bathrooms are from the 50s.
Well, that's fair enough. And I think you have, yeah. And I think also it's about, you know, it's like anything when you're looking for something. First of all, have a look at what you want and what is the right price for you for what you want, whether that is in that price range that you can get. And that is something that they're asking me to say. It may be that you might have to go up on your price point to get exactly what you do want. But I actually feel that there is something on its way in the next 6 to 8 weeks. I also feel that it's very much, and you know, I always say this, it's very much your choice if you want to take that. You know, there will be opportunities. And at the moment, what you're looking for is the feeling right. And I kind of almost want to say, you know, the way I'm getting it and is sort of like, it's very important about the detail, but don't forget the feeling as well. Sometimes you have to walk into a place and it has to just feel right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind
that's
of
what I'm waiting
the bit
for.
That, yeah, and it hasn't happened yet, has it? So I kind of
feel
the next
you know, and these realtors, I mean, they'll put you into a hole. It's really amazed me at the lack of ethics that I've noticed with the kind of realtors that are out there now. I'm sorry, things have really changed in this world. They would put you into a dump. They could care less. And it's really very interesting. So I'm watching out for myself and going to make the right move when it's the right time. But I had set aside quite a bit of money so I could pay cash and then buy, because I can't be in your situation where, you know, I have to buy something that's not going to work for me. Like, and I have a week or two to decide. So do you think then I should just be patient and buy later this year something, you know, should open up?
I also feel that sometimes, you know, not all realtors are like that. You know, some are very personable. And I think if what you're looking for is someone to actually look after you and have that personal service and actually say, what are your needs? What do you want? And go and find the place rather than the other way around. I also feel for you about looking online, being more up, how to put it, being more switched onto the marketplace. I think that will help a lot. But I also feel for you, it is about the right one. And I have got, like, as I say, I'm seeing several opportunities come in, but it's going to be whether you like it or not. And I think you've just got to go with that gut intuition of yours. I don't feel you're in a rush, like you say, and I don't feel it's a necessity. It's a nice to have, but the nice to have, it's worth the wait for the cream on the cake is what they're telling me. So I kind of feel there is a little bit like sitting
again. You know, I'm not moving again and I'm not desperate. I mean, there are people that sold their house or whatever, but they're crazy now with the prices they're paying and for what they're getting. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I kind of feel at that point that's the time to work out what you want,
so
what
you
need,
you
and what
think,
your price point is.
Yeah. Do you think by the end of the year then I should find something later this year?
They keep saying to me there's an opportunity in 6 to 8 weeks. So I'd wait and see for that one and see whether you like it or not and then have a look further. But it's kind of, I'm doing the how long. They are saying to me Christmas time as well. So it just depends on what comes through. But I think you're going to have two or three choices, but it's whether it's how you feel about it when it comes through.
Okay. So I'm going to, I'm going to wait till it feels right and you know, the stars are aligned or whatever and that things are going in the right direction and it seems right money-wise and, you know, all the factors don't have to be perfect, but they blend together. That's what you're getting.
Absolutely. And also I think it's, again, you know, like I said, it's do your research as well. Have a look online. See what's about, what price point you work out what you want
I mean, I've done that. I've done all the research and I found a guy around here where I live. He's just more easygoing and not difficult to deal with. And do you think that area is still good for me? Because I like the lifestyle, but I have to admit the people are a little bit snobby and they're kind of cold. You know, it's the North Shore part of Chicago. And they're just, you know, they're not my style. They're materialistic, very materialistic and cold.
I would say
but there are nice people.
Yeah, I would say don't judge, wait and see. Okay, on that note, I'm going to pass you over to Joni and obviously
okay,
see what Joni has to say as well.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I have followed all that you shared and what Caroline got. And this, I got the number 6, but we're going to, are you ready? I got 6 years.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, did I?
That doesn't mean this
now,
is bad, because we have to get into embrace that everything is divinely ordered, okay?
Could it be out of state in 6 years?
I don't think so. I think, you know, do you know the Etch-a-Sketch? Do you know that? It's, and for those who don't know what an Etch-a-Sketch is, look
it
up. It's an old toy, and you'd have those grains or whatever, and then the two knobs, and it looks like a TV screen.
No, no, I know.
And then
yeah.
you shake it up and you start again. Things are changing in the world. They are changing in the world. And that I do not feel you are going to like the state of the state now. Things are shifting. They're getting weird. I saw, I do not know what you live in, but I see you making your home that you presently live in absolutely adorable, like gorgeous. Like, if I don't even know what state it's in right now, but it's like Martha Stewart happy home. You're cozying in it, and you're living in it. You have your nose to the grindstone, so you're watching real estate. You're watching, and every now and then you'll go somewhere. This is like Goldilocks in a way. It has to be just right, but you have to watch out for the princess and the pea that you don't want to, like, with you, where you reject everything because it's not perfect. There's always going to be something that not is going to not be quite, but what I'm seeing is that you haven't found it yet. So you need to give yourself a little more, which Caroline, I think it said, also, you're not going to settle, but you also need to have a little bit of latitude and a little bit of play or wiggle room for yourself. So,
but I'm not going to wait 6 years and keep
okay,
on
so now this is also,
aside.
This is also, I, while Caroline was chatting, I said to my, I got the number 6. Now, she got 6, remember? She said 6 months. It could be as early as 6 months. So I got a 6 as well, but I got 6 years. And so I'm asking my guides while I'm listening, because we channels can multitask, why is it that I'm getting 6 years? And it's possible that you're getting disinformation. Okay? Why would a channel get disinformation? There's always a reason. Now, I could say, I'm not going to say the full word, but they'll F with us, okay? Why would they F with that, with you that way? Because they're not, we don't pull in lower vibrations, okay? Why would they do that? You might reject 6 years and say, I'm not going to wait 6 years, and I don't know what would it would be. But you might have a fire put under you. You might adjust your view. You might do the Etch-a-Sketch. I suggest, it's almost like where you sleep on it and you wake up in the morning and it's a new day and you begin anew. So as Caroline had shared earlier in the show, she's shared personal, and I every now and then do. So I went for a reading early on before I had the gifts. And the woman said, you will be divorcing, come back to me in a year. And I knew the marriage wasn't good, but I wasn't ready for it to be then. And I thought, that can't be, because, and there are just all different reasons, it was not going to be within that year. And I changed the timeline, and it was years later. Okay?
So
it is possible that they're doing that with you, that you're going to hear 6 years from me, you heard 6 to 12 or so from Caroline, right, or by the end of the year. But you now have the 6 years thing, you might go, well, I'm not going to take that. And as a result, things shift. Just like when I was told a year from now get back to me, because pretty much that meant that you will have already served him or you would have already made that decision. Okay? So
you end up divorcing a year later?
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Oh, yeah.
So what
I did,
is
but I waited much longer for it. I don't even want to get into the specifics, but I purposely waited longer. It was regarding my son. That I'll leave it at that. So it was very. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it then. But I don't think that she was scamming me. So every now and then, Spirit says things to us to do something, and they know because they love us. They love you. And I know I'm not being played, and I know Caroline knows she's not being played. We both got six. So you do your Etch-A-Sketch. The world is changing. You will be in a home that is beautiful. And like I get also, do not settle. I do not see you with snooty people. Also, you will be changing the direction. It'll be outskirts, but a little, I don't know if it's possibly a little more north, but you will be away from people that bother you, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens. They say, watch what happens. You will smile. You're a very smart person. And the last part, because then we're going to move on, is do not push the river. Let it flow.
Mm, I
agree. A lot here.
Okay.
Right? There's a lot here. And you've done your research. You're probably smarter than half the realtors you're dealing with regarding everything. You know?
Mm.
You sound like you've been on top of this yesterday.
Okay.
But
so
it's going to come.
The right time.
It's exactly, and it's perfection, just like when that woman gave me the reading, and when it, and then people would ask me, when are you going to end it? And I said, I don't know. I will know. And one day, I got the channeling, and I asked, can I do this now? And I got yes.
Hmm.
So you're going to get, you might laugh and cry. And you'll know exactly what Caroline and I were talking about. You're a mover and a shaker. Don't expect it yesterday. You don't have to snap your fingers. Do your Etch-A-Sketch. You have your whole thing. It's all buzzy and all lines all over the place. Just shake it up. Make it go blank. And then you have your fund of knowledge of everything. Doesn't mean you go stupid now and empty your head. And tomorrow's another day. With your divine wisdom and the grace of them all on the other side, you will be guided when it's meant to be, and it's lovely.
Mm.
And good luck. And let us know.
Thank you.
Let us know.
Okay,
yeah,
let us
know.
I'm going to stay on and listen. Thank you.
Okay, no problem, Lisa. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Right, okay, last caller, because we only have 20 minutes left, is 761. Okay, so 761, we're coming through to you now. Hi, speaking to Caroline and Joni, who are we speaking to?
Hello.
Hi, who are you speaking to and where are you from?
This is Desmond, calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Desmond?
Yes.
How can we help?
Yes. I have a female friend I work with. We came real close within a year. But she's pretty honest. She told me her situation. She stays with the father of her children, but they're not really, like, physical. And then she just got a relationship, like, with her older man. But I'm trying to find out, should I just let things take its course to see if we, if there is a connection there. But I don't know if I should just let things take its course and see what happens, or...
Okay. What I get is that she needs money.
Yes.
I don't like these type of channels. It makes me want to hug you and get a little sad with a little bit of Kleenex. She's in a situation, okay? She's hurting. She's a really nice person, but there's all this stuff going on, and it's complicated. You know those relationship statuses? It's complicated.
Yeah.
Bless her. God bless her, okay? But there's a mess here. It's messy, okay? I just keep getting financial support, financial support, financial support. And I don't think she's using you, but I think, like they say, like she could bleed you dry. I don't know if it's money-wise. Can I have this? Like money and time and listening. And she's looking for someone to take over responsibilities. She needs to sort things out. I would pull back. Friendship is probably better. And Caroline, I'm not sure. I'm hearing stuff. It's like, I don't know if it's interference. It's like, it's a sound. Like drawers opening and closing. I don't know. Just so you know.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. So I think it's probably best to be friends if it's possible. I get a little nosy. I feel like she sometimes has flimsy excuses. I'm not feeling comfortable. She needs to sort out her stuff. You are there. You're a happy guy. She needs help, and she wants to feel secure, but she has to do her personal work. Does this make sense?
Yeah, all the way. Yeah, that's pretty much dead on. Yeah.
Would you like to know if there's someone that's a better match for you out there? Because that's like the bummer side of it. Would you like to know a little more about you in the future and love?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's like the up, right? Because I'd be like, stay away from sharp objects and ledges. Okay? I'm just joking. These are the types of hard channels that Caroline and I, you know, that we give. Okay, let's see about you in love. Oh, sure. Do you dance?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Woo! Oh, you dance. Wow. Was there a certain club you would go to or you'd hang out somewhere and you'd make some moves?
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so keep that in mind. Did the place close yet or is it not yet? Did the place close or is it still in business?
I think it's still in business. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a bunch of friends that when things open up, you'll be there?
Yes.
Okay. Do they do any outdoor stuff in the summer?
Other than, are you talking about the club per se?
Yep. Or is it all indoors?
All indoors.
Okay. Keep your eye out for when things open up, okay? Because there are people that are going to watch you and you're going to get to know them. And I think they frequent the place, and they're hysterical. Are you a funny guy?
Or is it like
you say one-liners
right,
and you crack people up?
Yeah, I got a sense of humor, yeah.
Right. And if you met a woman that could go back and forth with you, would that crack you up?
Oh, yeah, that would really crack me up right
there. Right. She's coming. Within 2 years, she dances. She dances, okay? Also, you could be at a wedding. You could be at a gym where it's a Zumba class or something, and there's some woman wiggling. Okay? Watch your eyes, honey, because some of these women, they know when the guy's eyes are looking at you. Okay, I'll just keep it at that. But the woman can move. She can move. She's sweet. She's funny as F. Okay. You keep going. You're a good, nice guy, right? You keep being you. Stay true to yourself. Don't lock yourself in anything that doesn't feel right. I see a few women coming. You get to choose. You're going to be in love. I don't know if you're going to be a dad first, so watch it. If you don't want to be a dad first, you know what to do, right? Because I see that's a timeline you could go down. So watch that. I don't know. We'll just keep it at that. There's no judgment. Spirit's just talking. You've got this. Be your best friend. You've got the intuition. You've got the know-how. But there's someone coming in that is has less issues and that you need to be free. You've gone through stuff in your life, so maybe you want to help someone. But you can help yourself, free yourself, clear stuff that doesn't belong, and she's coming. And then I'm going to send you on to Caroline, and I'm rooting for you.
All righty.
Oh, yeah.
Hiya. Right, okay. Well, we've got 30 minutes left, Desmond, so I'm kind of going to be quite quick about this. The lady that you're going to meet needs the same sense of humor. I mean, you're not showing it to us now, but I kind of feel you've got quite a wicked sense of humor in the sense you like a good laugh. You like someone to make you smile. The reason why this lady is actually sort of, she knows you're kind, and she's looked for you to lean on. But I just feel, and when you first started talking, obviously Joni did the reading first, I just saw it's shark infested water. So what I mean by that is it's almost like if you went there, you would, it wouldn't be an easy path in the sense of, yeah, listen, be supportive, but don't aim to be the partner. She's got a lot of emotional stuff to work through before she actually makes the choice. And I feel she could come to you for support. You could potentially fall in love with her, but the only problem with that is you would also end up being hurt. Okay, in the sense that, like I said, she's got a lot of issues to work through before she actually gets to that nice place of being ready for a really good relationship. And also I feel that she has self-worth issues in the sense that she's very low in herself. And she stays in the relationship she's in because of the children. But on the other side, she doesn't want to be there. But the other side of that is she then can't break away financially, which is also the reason why. So exactly what Joni was saying, she's there for the money as well. She's looking for an escape from that relationship, but she can't do it on her own. The only problem with that is her emotions wouldn't be ready to accept you as a partner. So you wouldn't actually be that partner, that dream partner forever. It would be so she could get away from that situation she's in. So what I feel, and my guides are sort of trying to encourage, is be a friend, be supportive, but do not get romantically involved.
Okay.
So sit in the background and just watch and wait, okay? And that's kind of the best advice I can give right now for that relationship. But I also feel that you also need to be with someone stronger. I feel the lady that's coming in for you is very independent. She's quite career-minded. She's got a very twinkle in her eye. She's a lot happier. And you see, if you look at the two extremes, you've got one person that you kind of have an attraction to and a connection with, but you feel sorry for them and there's a lot of baggage weighing them down, whereas you've got someone else that's gone through their stuff, worked through it, come out the other side and are actually ready to take the reins of a new relationship and appreciate it and be grateful for it as well. So I feel, you know, for you it's about timing, but I don't feel it's far away. So I just feel like I want you to sit back from that situation and just wait and see what happens, okay? But like I said, there's warning signs all around to say, please don't get romantically involved, just simply because. Now, also, the connection that you feel is a past life connection. So I feel she might have been a sister in a past life, which means that you may want to nurture her. Okay? So your instinct is to look after her. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. I got you. Right.
Yeah. So it's releasing that karma, which I think we need to do quite. So I just want to close your eyes a second. Just breathe in through the nose. Ask you guys to forgive yourself. Release the energy and karma surrounding this situation so you can be a looker from the outside in. Okay. And cutting the ties between that past life relationship where you feel that you were a brother and sister and you had to look after her. And just allow that to release. Clearing all karma across all time and space, across all lifetimes, releasing that energy right now. Between myself, Desmond, and this other soul. Wow. Do you feel that all come off your chest then? So what that'll do, Desmond, is that'll help you become more removed from the situation.
Okay.
And that will help. But you'll be able to help her without having that need to care and nurture. And that will help you and watch her. And the relationship will change. You'll feel a difference with her now. Okay?
Now, do you, Desmond, do you understand about that, about the karmic forgiveness work and how this releases negative ties?
Yes, because that way I don't feel the need to always be a protective barrier for her. Because, yeah, and I
there
could
you
just
go. That was brother with the sister.
Friend,
okay, so you understand
that.
Yeah, right.
So do you feel a lot, did you feel that release as it came through then as well, Desmond?
Yes.
Yeah. There's the tie. Yeah. And this is the thing, you know, sometimes we get confused because we're like, hey, I've got this wonderful connection with this person, but not necessarily realizing that it's a family connection from a previous life. And that's the reason why you have this absolute need for this connection. So on that point of view, I kind of feel you'll feel a lot better about this situation now. And almost also, I kind of feel that you felt guilty that she was living like this. So you'll find that you feel very different towards it now. So,
if you want to, you can sip water between now and when you go to sleep. The sipping of the water will help flush negative energies through the physical body.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Let us know what happens. Let us know when you become the dancing king and you meet her.
Yeah, to be honest, this is the person that's coming in for you needs to really bring your sense of humor out because you have such a wicked sense of humor in it. And like I said, Desmond, you're not showing it on the show tonight, but I can see you laughing. There's a real, and I feel that you haven't had that joy in your heart for a very long time. So I'm trying to sort of ask you to also, over the next few months, try and open up on that as well. You know, start to show that side of you to other people because that is a really warm, healthy, happy side, okay?
Okay, all right. That was a very, very extremely helpful reading. And
you
so
take care.
Kind of release both of y'all, so I appreciate that.
No problem at all.
Thank you. Follow the show. You'll get notifications of when we're on, so you'll remember the show and, you know, when you have news for us.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, you take care, Desmond. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Right, okay. Well, we have 5 minutes left of the show, Joni. So if you want to tell people how to contact you and everything else?
Sure. Well, you can find me on my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com. And I'm available for sessions, and you could find Caroline and I on Blog Talk Radio once a month. Please follow our show. You'll get the monthly notifications of when we're on. We're on just an hour later on Eastern Standard because in the UK they didn't change the clocks yet. So it'll go back to the 3:30 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard next month. When are we on again, Caroline, in April?
I think we said, yes, 13th of April, so I'll be creating a link within the next week. So that will be on our web page as well, and also on the show page on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. People can find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, SoundCloud, LinkedIn, Twitter. And please like our UK-US Psychic Tag Team Facebook fan page. And how can people find you? Any words at your end?
Okay, well, I have a Facebook page, crystalheartpsychics.com. Also a website, www.crystalheartpsychics.com. Again, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team. And if you want to connect, contact either myself or Joni, or really, really can't find either of our show pages, then if you message the UK-US Psychic Tag Team, and even if it's just to book one of us for a private reading, just mention that and one of us will pick it up. We're both admins for that page. We can pick it up that way as well. As I said, Crystal Heart Psychics have readers who work for me that are online 24/7. We do have an American number where you can pay by credit card over the phone. If you request myself, then I would suggest message me first and I will arrange a time to log on and talk to you. But I do also do readings over Skype and any other platform apart from iPad, Apple, sorry. So FaceTime. So yeah, that's me. And then also we will be back on the 13th of April. It's been fantastic talking to you all today. And we will be back at normal time again. As Joni said, the only difference is that the UK changes their clocks this weekend. And then we're back to the 5 hours difference again. We always have this, don't we? Every year, Joni. And actually, I've got to say this, Joni.
This time, I wasn't waiting at the phone for an hour.
No, we actually got it right this year. Every year we go through this. Yeah, it was quite fun. This year is the first year in 6 years we've actually gone, oh, yeah.
We are correct.
Just remember that.
Remembered it.
Yeah. But no, thank you ever so much for all of you that call in. We love talking to you, hearing your stories, and obviously being able to help where we can. Like I say, our advice, we always say, you know, is for entertainment purposes only. However, we truly, truly, truly love to share what we channel, and that is you going forward into the future. And on that note, I'm actually going to play a song, I Can't Make You Love Me, but sang by Joni herself. And again, if you need to contact us in the future, you know where we are. And please follow the show, and then you will get notifications from Blog Talk that we are on.
I'll see you next month, Caroline, and we'll speak in between.
See you next month. All right, then. You take care.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
this fire.